Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. We'll be right back after a couple of songs. Okay, bye. I mean, KX93.5.
So many things wrong. I don't know if I can do right. Oh, I. Done so many things wrong. I don't know if I can do right.
Down, but now I've reconciled that in this world. flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone.
Okay, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And today I am happy, I've long awaited having these guests in to talk about Lifelong Laguna. So I have John Fay, I have Nancy Glenn, I have Spence McIntyre, and I have Christine Thalman. And so I'll start with you, John. What is Lifelong Laguna? And go ahead and grab that mic, pull it up to you, and just let her rip.
Sure. Thank you, Ernest. So Lifelong Laguna is a program that Laguna Beach Seniors offers for seniors in town. It's a program that volunteers can provide services to seniors to help them age in place.
Okay, so this is a program that Laguna Beach Seniors offers through the Suzy Q, correct?
Correct. So Laguna Beach Seniors is a nonprofit senior center that operates out of the Suzy Q and Suzy Q Senior Center and Community Center. And Lifelong Laguna is a program of Laguna Beach Seniors.
Okay, and so what exactly does it do?
It helps seniors age in place through providing a support network of trusted volunteers and professional workers like myself and our social worker Martha Hernandez in the care management department.
Okay, so when you're looking to age in place, what kind of concerns or what kind of things you need to work out?
So, for example, some folks just want somebody to be able to ask questions. If it's navigating things on the internet, if it's a matter of being able to stay connected to the community, okay. Our volunteers provide that trusted support. So you can really have someone you can look out to.
So you've got a resource that you can rely on when you're, because I guess once you decide that you're going to stay in place, then whatever you have, and what you don't have
right.
is probably not coming knocking on the door.
Correct.
Okay.
And so,
and I guess people are in varying states of, or it's in conditions health-wise, and so their needs are different.
Correct. And so Lifelong Laguna, it's not a caregiving program, but much more of that support network where we can personalize services for you.
Okay.
So different seniors have different needs.
Yes.
And we really want to tailor the services that volunteers provide based on their strengths and interests that match well with the seniors that are in the program.
Okay. And so what? How many different kinds say I'm a senior and I've got, you know, family members that are close by, or I'm pretty independent. How do you fit in?
Sure. So some of our volunteers, for example, will have consistent, say, meetings throughout the week. It may be something where a member in the program can make that phone call as needs are presented.
Okay.
But it's really that one call that go-to, almost like an insurance policy. Sometimes you may need that support. Sometimes you may not.
Okay.
But just being a part of it feels good.
But you have a kind of a single point of contact, and then if there are other resources that need to be plugged in, then you guys can kind of help manage that process.
Correct.
And so you brought some other people here. You have a volunteer. You have a member. Why don't we go through a little bit of maybe the volunteer perspective?
Sure.
Thank you, Ernest.
Okay. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. So you started volunteering for this program pretty much right away.
Yes.
So how did that happen? I mean, how did you find out that it was going to be a thing?
That's a good question. I already had a connection with the Suzy Q on different levels. My mother-in-law at the time was connected with the program. So we were getting monthly emails, updates, things, you know, programs that were available there. I also took classes there. My daughter took dance classes.
They have all kinds of programs.
Yeah, for all levels and all ages. So anyways, I saw a little mention in the email about this Lifelong Laguna program, and it was just getting started. So I contacted John, went in and met him, and he said, I'll be back in touch with you when the program starts, and he did.
And so what kind of things do you do as a volunteer for the program?
Well, my job right now is I see a particular participant. And for her, as John was mentioning, the beauty of the program is that it's tailored to the individual needs of each person.
Right.
And the person that I see, she's wonderful. She needs kind of that social contact, emotional support. And as we all know, to live a long, healthy life, we need those connections.
Right.
And that's what she needs.
And that's I guess, a good thing that the Senior Center does. So why don't we bring Christine in, and you can talk a little bit more about Laguna Beach Seniors and when you guys or how you guys decided that you wanted to do this kind of program.
Perfect. Thanks, Ernest.
Well, and you're going to need to be a little bit closer
okay.
and like you're yelling at kids.
Okay. That comes to me very easy. Actually, the Laguna Beach Seniors was part, we actually had three members on the Senior Housing Task Force, which was commissioned by the city of Laguna Beach.
Okay, yeah.
And in that task force, we did a study. And the study was a housing needs study for seniors.
Okay.
An interesting statistic is that Laguna Beach, over 50%.
Stay on the mic, otherwise the good people out there won't be able to hear you.
Over 50% are over the age of 55, and that's increasing.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Something that's nationwide.
We've got our own demographic bulge,
right.
Just like the rest of the country.
Right.
The baby boomers and all.
Right. And one of the interesting things in the study, one of the questions was, you know, would you rather stay in your home as long as you can?
Right.
Well, of course. And in the unsurprising statistic was like 98% of people want to stay in their home for as long as they can. So being that Laguna Beach has very little senior housing, we have no assisted living anymore. We used to.
Okay.
We commissioned this study, and then out of that came this program, Lifelong Laguna, which was kind of a village, what they call a virtual village nationwide.
Okay.
And John has adapted it to meet our Laguna Beach community, basically.
Yes, so our topography.
Our topography and our unique features. So I'm excited about it. I think it's a program that will become bigger. I think the more people hear about it, it's going to just explode.
We're
going to be, he's going to be very, very busy.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. And today I have the gang from Lifelong Laguna here in the studio, and we're talking about aging in place here in Laguna. This is KX93.5. We'll be right back.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. Call me,
be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my
alrighty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 8 to 9. And today I have in studio the lovely people from Lifelong Laguna. I have John Fay, who's the program director. I have Nancy Glenn, who is one of the original volunteers. I have Spence McIntyre, who is actually using the service, and then Christine Thalman of Laguna Beach Seniors, and you are on the board, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, as you look at us baby boomers are getting older, and I guess, you know, you have the inevitable point at which you're elderly and not able to do everything yourself, but you still love your community, you still want to, you love the home that you've built and the life that you've built, and so you want to stay plugged into that. What happens when you start going to a, you know, like if you look at it, going to an assisted living or something like that, all that gets taken away. And also you have, I guess, a lot of extra expense and 'cause you got to pay for every little thing where you might have some of those resources, you know, available to you in your community. How do you guys deal with that? How do you help someone navigate that?
Well, Ernest, I'm glad you asked that because I think all of us have had experience with family members or
I've just gone relatives, through
this with my dad. Who go into an assisted living facility and really have a hard time adjusting to it. It's different surroundings. There's a lot of rules and regulations. You don't have that freedom of being in your own home.
Right.
And I think a lot of the boomers feel we want to control. We want control of our life. We want... We don't want to be in one of those rooms when they're all old people. A lot of people our age, I think, want to be around the younger generation, which is one of the nice things about the Suzy Q. It's a multi-generational center. You see little ballet dancers to teenage yoga instructors. So it's a great place for people to be around. So I think sort of the negative connotation associated with assisted living is one of the reasons why I think the Lifelong Laguna program appeals to boomers.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think, you know, when you go into assisted living, you're no longer in control of your settings. Mm-hmm. You're no longer in control of your surroundings. Can you have your pet? You know, those kinds of things. So when someone gets to the point where they might need some assistance, how do you guys go forward? How do they reach out to you? How do you, then what's kind of the process?
Sure. So we always will make a home visit and have that conversation of how we can help.
Okay.
And sometimes there might be a home modification assessment where we can do a walkthrough and the home can be improved upon.
Okay.
Whether that's improving lighting or recommending that maybe the throw rugs aren't very safe.
Yeah.
Or moving some furniture around. As simple as that to larger structural things that will help people stay in their homes, we can make that recommendation. And people can, you know, have this formal report to look at and say, okay, I haven't really thought about my home in this sense.
Sure.
This is really good, you know, to think about.
Yeah, and just a few modifications here or there, and you can be comfortable and safe in your home going forward.
And I think that the real benefit is people can feel confidence in knowing that, okay, I can keep my home and stay here as long as, you know, I can through that support network.
Right. And so, Spence, you are a customer. You're not only the president of Men Hair Club for Men. no, I'm kidding. I'm just messing around. Okay. So this is Lifelong Laguna, and you are a resident of Laguna Beach.
Yes.
And you are using the service. Is that correct?
Yes. I have been a member of the Suzy Q even before it was established on 3rd Street. I was over at Legion.
Oh, okay.
My wife and I were there.
Okay.
And I was a caregiver for her for quite a while.
Okay, so you've had that experience yourself.
Yeah, and also her mother. So, and both of them passed away. Then my younger brother passed away. And I kept seeing, you know, changes all around me. And I was talking with Martha Hernandez, who worked with John Fay, both real an excellent service they have there at Suzy Q. And they were talking about this program, Lifelong Laguna, which I had heard about the village concept before, several years ago.
Okay.
And so they were talking about a pilot project. And so I said, well, I don't define myself as an elderly person.
Right. This is a touchy subject.
What am I getting into here? But anyway, I had a bad fall in my house. Even though it's a one-story house, it's possible to fall. And so got to meet John. I had met John before, and I know that he is instrumental in working with the leadership at Suzy Q to work with USC and others to get the grant for this, which is my commendation. It's wonderful.
Okay, so that got the ball rolling.
Yes. So then they have vetted, when I say they, this Lifelong Laguna group, have very carefully vetted contractors.
Okay.
And other folks who...
Oh, yeah, because that's an issue.
Yeah. So they did a walkthrough through my house, actually filmed everything, had somebody from, can I mention Stu News?
Yes, come you by. Can. Yeah, we're
and they did a video and cordial. All of that, and it was shown, and all, you know, people come up to me. My name on the video is a little different, but that's all right. So we put in some strips on the stairs, grab bars by the garage and other places,
okay.
Better motion lighting coming into the house with groceries and things
that.
All kinds of things like that, and some electrical fire issues that came up inadvertently. So it made it much safer for me to be in the house, especially since I've fallen.
And I guess it gives you some confidence to know that you're not walking through a danger zone or a sketchy area. You've already addressed the issues in that section.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, even as a scout, you know, you had the merit badge for home safety.
And okay.
I remember hearing that the auto and the home are the two most dangerous things that people face every day, you know.
Okay.
So home safety is pretty important. And a house deteriorates just like people do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing personal anybody here, but but you know, if you don't, I've seen my neighbors, you know, where the house kind of goes
just
down.
Just like interviews do.
Yeah. So it takes a lot of attention to it, and it gets another set of eyes, especially if you're living by yourself.
Yes.
You know, you could go for a man.
Oh, you can get really comfortable in an unstable, unsafe situation.
Sure.
You know, I went through this with my dad, where he was, you know, living in a space that I would not be comfortable in, and it wasn't safe. He was found on the floor three times in a week, and you know, like, what are we going to do here? And so I was fortunate enough to be able to do a home care situation, but we did it all by our, you know, without a lot of resources. It sounds like you guys have thought through this and then assembled a menu of like a smorgasbord of resources that they can access. So how did you guys determine what the scope of your program was going to be, what you would do and what you wouldn't do? Or what you could do and what you couldn't do.
So that's a really good question. And so we've taken our time to get to where we are now. As Christine mentioned, that the Senior Housing Task Force had identified, okay, we have an aging population here in town. What are we going to do about it?
Right.
And so that was back in 2014.
Huh.
And so over the years, a steering committee met in 2016 to look and say, well, we have all of these services at the Suzy Q. There are all these great nonprofits in town doing great work, but what can we do that doesn't duplicate the work that's already out there?
Okay, yeah.
And so we identified, okay, this is what we can create through Lifelong Laguna. And so we identified, okay, what will a volunteer do? What will volunteers not do? What will the professionals at the Suzy Q do and what won't they do?
Okay.
And so we really are looking at the needs of the individual and in really creating that network for them.
Yeah, I think also the fact that, you know, there's something like over 80 nonprofits in the city of Laguna Beach.
The home of the galas.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, one of the things John has done a great job of is creating these partnerships, like with the Assistance League, which does a lot of work with seniors. The Sally's Fund, we're talking to them now. They provide transportation to seniors. A lot of your faith-based groups. We started to talk to them as well. So I think that's encouraging, getting the word out with other people.
Not reinventing the wheel and not excluding the organizations that have been working hard on these, tackling, you know, segments of this kind of issue, not pushing them out of the picture.
Right. And I think one of the things I wanted to mention, too, we're very fortunate to live in an age of expanding technology. I mean, things like Alexa and, you know, robot vacuum cleaners and now 3D printers that can print body parts. I saw that recently.
Yeah, yeah.
From your own DNA, your own stem cells. And it's really an exciting time to, to do this kind of thing where we can use technology and, you know, the standard services that are always going to be needed.
Right. And, I
combine them.
I guess it's kind of pushed back the boundaries of elderliness because, you know, when I was a kid, 50 was pretty old. And 60 was
over the hill.
Right. But now you see, you know, 70-year-olds up there on the stage rocking out. And they seem to, you know, get along just fine. So how does that play into it? You know, the longer lifespans, the longer time of being healthy, that means that you're going to have, chances are, a longer time of needing help in your home as you, if you hopefully can stay there the whole time.
Right, Ernest. I think, I don't know what the age span, I think it's up into the 90s now. I mean, it's very common. If you talk to a financial advisor, they always put it out to age 90. So at least they have a positive outlook.
Right.
But yeah, living longer, it's going to create more challenges. And so we have to be creative, you know.
Okay. So. And all right, well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more from Lifelong Laguna here on the Importance of Being show. This is KX93.5. Okay, we are back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 8 to 9. And today I have in the house the Lifelong Laguna crew, or some folks at least from it. I have John Fay, who's the director of the program. I have Nancy Glenn, who is a volunteer and we'll be talking to in just a moment. Spence McIntyre, who is a member or a customer, if you will, and then Christine Thalman, who is on the board of Laguna Beach Seniors, and so really is instrumental in developing and providing the service. So Nancy. Okay, so you're a volunteer. Mm-hmm. You got on really early with the program, and you're doing, you know, various things for people. But what does it do for you? What do you get out of it?
I think what you realize is you get so much. You get more than you put in. I think we forget that human contact is so important.
Okay.
And how rich their lives are.
Okay, so the part where you're helping them and you can see the impact of mm-hmm. your work.
Absolutely.
And how many people do you help?
Right now, one.
Okay.
And so it's very one-on-one right now. As the program grows, that probably will expand.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so what how much time do you spend doing it?
It's right now, again, it's always tailored to sure. the participant and what they need. So I see her pretty consistently once a week. She has a real full life. She's traveling right now.
Oh.
So I'm waiting for her to return.
So this isn't just for the bedridden
or
people who you know, have serious limitations.
Right, right.
This is something that you can activate now right. and hopefully forestall some of those mm-hmm. issues or skip them altogether.
Right. Well, I think seeing her on a consistent basis, like I mentioned before, I'm seeing her, it's really social contact, emotional contact. That's a big, important thing for her. She has a lot of, I think, things in place already for physical care.
Okay.
A lot of connections. But I think when you see someone on a consistent basis, you pick up on subtleties. I mean, as we know with seniors, things can change week to week.
Yes. And I guess, you know, if the situation is neglected, it will mm-hmm. likely go in the wrong direction.
Exactly. And also, it's for me, another thing that I wanted to mention is all the volunteers have very diverse backgrounds. So they bring a lot to the table. I'm an RN.
Oh, okay.
So just, you know, noticing, although I'm visiting and it's emotional
and
support.
So you're not really operating in that capacity,
no.
but you still have that awareness.
Exactly. Awareness is probably the best word for it because, no, that's not the capacity that I serve, but it's part of my background. So, you pay attention to physical cues, the home environment, because it can change rapidly from week to week
okay.
as far as how they're doing. So,
all right. And so, Spence, you're using the service, and so what do you get out of it? How does it feel?
Feels great because they're all very interesting people, you know. The people are volunteer. It's always nice to talk to somebody who's not bureaucratic or official or busy.
Right, right.
And as like Nancy was saying, one-on-one. And I'm really grateful for the help from the volunteers. It's nice to have another set of eyes.
Okay. So, and so take us through a week. What does it look like for you? What is the footprint like?
I'm not on a constant basis like Nancy's helping the other person. Right now I'm kind of upset because I've got the safety.
Oh, yeah, because you did the home modification
yeah.
review and so
right.
got all the...
And that was a lot of work to work with the contractors and, you know, help contractors getting show up and all of that and getting... I'm still doing that.
Okay.
But the other part of it is I did get some help with organizing my files, having a little trouble figuring out the various categories and seeing it. You know, it's very important to be organized. If you're living by yourself, bills can be set aside.
Yep.
Envelopes can be stuffed under something. You know, if you have somebody else.
Yeah, if you don't have a system.
Yeah, you got to have that system, and it's very helpful for me for that.
Okay. And so how do people get, how do people find out more about it? How do they sign up? How do they get the service? John.
Sure. So the best way to get in contact with us is just come down to the Suzy Q.
Okay.
Or, you know, you can call us. We're available via email. But we always like that in-person, meet initially.
Right, right.
And then, you know, as I mentioned, we'll go to your house and meet with you there because that's your comfort zone. And that's what we're really trying to do is bring comfort to you in your home so you can stay here.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, as Christine had mentioned, we've made a lot of relationships with all the our community partners in town.
Okay.
So the program being something where we are in your home, it's really built on trust.
Oh, all right.
So it's really about having a warm introduction from, say, a friend or a neighbor or somebody in your church or somebody a part of the, you know, the Assistance League, for example.
Sure.
If you trust a program that you're a part of and they are able to introduce you to Lifelong Laguna, and that's a warm, welcoming, you know,
right.
Interaction.
Yeah. And it's not just some program out in orbit somewhere that you have to dock with, you know, in some crazy way. You're embedded in the senior center and in the culture of the senior center. And so if people are taking classes or if they're coming to the ping pong sessions or bridge or whatever, they're, you know, you guys are just an extension of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you just bring that into the home. So is there a website or anything like that? Yep.
So our website, it's thesusiq.org. That's thesusiq.org. And we have a video that spotlights how Lifelong Laguna works.
Okay.
And we have a form that you can fill out to say, okay, I want to be a volunteer. I'd like to be a member. I'd like to be a community ambassador of, you know, taking the program out into the community.
Okay.
And so that's a great way to get in contact with us. That goes directly to me. And then I'll do, outreach, as soon as possible to connect with the person that expresses interest.
And Christine, as a leader of Laguna Beach Seniors, how do you feel about having this piece as part of, you know, in your portfolio of services to offer to seniors?
Oh, I think it's essential. Absolutely essential, just based on our population, on our community. The fact that, you know, when the Senior Housing Task Force went and looked at land within the city to even build some sort of an assisted living facility,
yes, right?
Can you imagine the cost?
Yes.
Would be amazing. So I think Lifelong Laguna is an answer to
that. The
cost
to acquire land, the cost to build a building, and then the cost to operate it.
Right. I mean, and the one I think that was proposed a few years ago, I think they were looking at selling assisted living units, and they were in the range of over $1 million.
Well, yeah.
So, seniors, that doesn't sound like senior housing to me. It sounds like resort living. But but I think that's why Lifelong Laguna is so important for the Susie Q, for the Laguna Beach seniors. It's one of the essential programs, basically.
All right. Oh, John, did you want to close with something?
Well, you know, one thing, someone was in the office yesterday, or excuse me, on Friday, and they said, "So what's the catch? What does this cost? This all sounds really great."
Oh, that's
but,
right. We didn't talk about that.
You know, and they say, well, you know, how are you doing all of this without, you know, what's going on?
Do you have to? They have to pledge one of their children?
No. And so that's the beauty of it is, you know, right now this is a service that we offer at no charge.
Oh, really?
Really. And that's, so, you know,
that's
being
an important selling point.
Right. And so, you know, being a nonprofit here in town, you know, we have the support from the community, literally.
Right. Right.
You know, that people like what we do and they love what we do. And so they give to us to be able to offer this type of service that won't cost somebody this membership fee, so to speak.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's the real true beauty in everything is that we're doing this because it serves a community. And that's really what it came from. And that's what we wanted to do for for all of time.
All right. Wow. Well, keep up the good work. I hope this program grows and becomes a household word.
Thank you, Ernest, for having us. thanks for having us.
All right, guys. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to The Importance of Being show. And we're here with you from 9 to 10 on Sunday mornings. Coming up next is Steve Reed with the Coast Highway Shuffle. Thanks for listening. This is KX93.5.